As human beings, we often ask ourselves the question, how does God act in history? God acts by calling individuals, and it is by their responses that God's purpose is carried out in the world. We have a major theme in our first reading and our gospel today, and it is about call and response. In today's first reading, we have the call of Samuel. And in the gospel, we have the call of the first disciples. We are dealing with a very unique and specific call, what is more commonly called a vocation. Now, let's talk briefly about that, because most of us, when we were growing up, when we heard the word vocation, it was always referred to the priesthood or the religious life. Well, that has changed a little. Becoming a priest, brother, sister, monk, or friar is a state of life. A vocation is a call. It is a call that calls us to anything, and it is a call that is deep within our heart. And it's not different, also different from being a profession. Because some people enter a chosen profession, but really their heart is not in it. Samuel was called to be a prophet. Peter and his companions were called to be apostles. The story of Samuel's call gives the impression that God's call is an external, inaudible one. God's call doesn't come like that. It is internal rather than external. It is something felt in the heart. From my own personal experience for many years, growing up, I said, what is my vocation? Where am I to be? Am I to be a teacher? Am I to be a doctor? Always questioning. Am I to be a writer or a poet? Well, I did become a teacher and moved to New York City with my college friends. And we lived across the street from a hospital that was so dilapidated, it was in need of a hospital itself. But one day when one of us had to be hospitalized, I went over there to visit my roommate, and he was sharing the room with another man who had no visitors. So I spoke to him, and in turn, my friend still needed, a longer-term hospitalization. He was kept there. But I know it came one day, and the roommate had died. And I said to my roommate, what happened? That man died alone. He had no visitors. I said, ooh, no one should die alone. And that prompted me to become a volunteer at that hospital. And in turn, started doing hospice work. And from there, going for a master's degree in social work. The seeds of a vocation were planted in that encounter. My heart was moved and felt steered to do something and to become something, doing what I felt in my heart, what God wanted me to do. Samuel's call is quite beautiful. Where are you? Here I am, Lord. I've come to do your will. As I said, our call is internal. It isn't always external. And it is from, the planting of those seeds, as my work as a hospital volunteer, that I learned compassion. Compassion for others in their own pain. And I heard God's call to serve. Encountering people along the way calls response, which must be freely given. Response to the call of any kind requires two things, a willingness and a generosity. We are in a world that is marked by individualism, hunger, also fear of any form of commitment, of looking after our brothers and sisters. By the very nature of our baptism, we are called to discipleship. And it's through that discipleship that we are to sit in silence, asking God for both the grace and the willingness to freely and generously respond to his call to whatever needs to be done. So as we continue our journeys at this point, because in a few weeks we'll be entering Lent, let's ask ourselves, what do I need to do to be faithful to the baptismal promises that I made? What do I need to do to make my faith to come alive? How am I to look after God's creation?